enjoy a chance to do lots this weekend. You could go see a play, or you could go to the drive-in movies, courtesy of the Sons of Norway, as they have a weekend Nordic film festival. So I want to welcome Cindy Spaniards and Elfrida Nord. They are both involved with the Sons of Norway. First of all, Cindy, tell us a little bit about how we can take part in the film festival. Where is it held?
It is at the drive-in. That's off Egan Expressway and Whittier. The second, Tracy's Crab Shack, is nearby. I think if you come in from outbound, you'll see the big parking lot there next to the channel.
So these films that you've got, one for Saturday and one for Sunday?
Correct.
Correct.
And how did you go about choosing them? Because they're both films of Scandinavian origin, right?
They are. It's our third Nordic Film Festival. Our first one, that's a drive-in outdoors. Colette Costa was kind enough to give us about, I think at least a dozen, even 15 different films to to review. And we looked at them from the point of view of what would be good from a drive-in perspective of people sitting in their cars. There were a number of lovely films, but they were just more appropriate for an indoor, small setting. The two that we chose are action-packed. The first one is Riders of Justice with Mads Mikkelsen. He is quite popular right now for those listeners who follow independent movies. He's in quite a few. This movie has received incredible reviews. It's called a dark comedy, a thriller, action-packed. The second one is Norwegian. Riders of Justice is Danish. The second one is Amundsen. And that, of course, is about the great Norwegian polar explorer who made it to both poles, the North Pole and the South Pole. That one seemed to be a good choice, just in terms of it's all around a stunning movie, but also focuses on a bit of history.
So, Elfrida, you have been a longtime member of the Sons of Norway. Is this a fundraiser for some of the organization's activities?
Not really. It's an effort to provide a program in spite of COVID. So many of our activities in the Sons of Norway are people oriented and food oriented. And we just haven't been able to meet. So we have chosen things that will draw an audience and be outdoors.
What are some of the things that the Sons of Norway do in the community?
We do a number of things in the community. We support Ski for Light, which is a national program. We support the Nordic Ski Club, a few others.
It sounds like you have a lot of fun, too, in the process.
Right. We do, and we do if we meet and we eat.
That's always a good thing to do, to meet and eat and greet and enjoy each other's company. So what do people need to know about these two movies this weekend?
Riders of Justice, the one with Mads Mikkelsen, is on Saturday. That's at 4 o'clock. The other one, Amundsen, is also at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. It's very helpful for the Gold Town Nickelodeon Theater, who's partnering with us, to know in advance. It's not absolutely necessary, but it helps them organize the vehicles. Small vehicles will get parked in the front, so they have maximum visibility of the screen. Larger vehicles will be in back. If you would like to get advance tickets, go to the Gold Town Nickelodeon website, and that's goldtownnick.com. And I'll spell it out for you, G-O-L-D TOWNNICK.com. And then you can purchase your advance tickets. And again, that helps Gold Town Nickelodeon decide where everybody should park when they arrive. The weather is supposed to be really good for something like this. I mean, all things considered, it's supposed to be a little cloudy with just some snow showers and considerably warm, certainly a lot warmer than any of those polar explorations. The temperature is supposed to be above zero. So we think that's going to be absolutely perfect weather for a drive-in movie.
Well, I wonder subliminally, though, if you're watching a polar explorer, if you're going to feel cold. But boy, that is really great. I think that'll be an interesting choice because I think Alaskans can always relate to explorers.
Oh, yeah. And there is an Alaska twist to this movie as well, given the fact that Amundsen not only explored the South Pole, he reached the South Pole first before any other explorer. He was a month ahead of the British explorer, Scott. And he traversed the entire Northwest Passage, where he met an Alaska woman named Bess and became engaged to her. And an actor playing her is in the movie. So there's definitely an Alaska backstory there too, which makes it more interesting. Of course, Amundsen himself was just absolutely obsessed with getting to the North Pole, and he did eventually reach the North Pole. So truly a great explorer. You really get a feel for what he and his small team had to go through in terms of the challenges. The you'll see the frostbit cheeks and toes, and you'll get to see the polar dogs. I guess they're huskies, but they're called polar dogs in the movie, and it really is stunning scenery. So I hope everyone is able to go to it. Riders of Justice will have all subtitles, but I was surprised. Amundsen had a great deal of English as well as the Norwegian. And of course, the Norwegian has subtitles. And I think everyone will be able to hear and see quite well to appreciate the dialogue.
Wow. So do either of you speak Norwegian?
Yes, I do.
So you'll be able to understand the dialogue without the subtitles.
Right. I'm a daughter of Norwegian immigrants.
Ah, well, I think this is a wonderful thing that you've put together. It sounds like to help the community get through COVID, have activities to do. So thank you, Sons of Norway, for doing this. Before we go, any last reminders for people?
No, but you're certainly welcome, since you're coming in your vehicle, to bring a great big thermos of hot coffee or hot chocolate and even all kinds of snacks. So as Elfrida said, we love to eat. So bring your own.
That sounds like fun. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I hope that you get a really good turnout for this.
One item, and that is that this is not a documentary.
Oh, you're talking about the Amundsen movie.
The Amundsen one.
All right.
It is not a documentary.
But it's going to be really good, it sounds like it. So
it's going to be fun. It's going to be very interesting.
All right. Thank you. Cindy Spaniers, who is the director of the Sons of Norway, and Elfrida Nord, who is the financial secretary. Thanks for joining us, and we hope that the turnout is just great for this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.